Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. A positive work environment starts with security that jobs are safe. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory is in effect for the southern two-thirds of the state through 6 p.m. tonight. We should expect light snow throughout the day today, with snow totals ranging from 1 to 2 inches along the I-70 corridor to 2 to 3 inches in southern Missouri. Southeastern Missouri could see up to 4 inches of fluffy snow. Parts of the Boot Heel are under a winter storm warning. Temperatures will remain cold with wind chills near zero for today. Missouri's Senate President Pro Tem says safety is his top priority. The Senate has canceled session for the entire week in Jefferson City due to multiple winter storms and dangerously cold temperatures. Sullivan State Senator Dave Schatz says that senators can make up the time later.
We know that every day that we do lose is something that would be precious time that would be garnered, you know, sometime later in session. But we'll take that in consideration, and we know that we'll have to move some things on, maybe spend some longer evenings there in the future to try to make up for some of the lost time.
The Senate will return to Jefferson City on Monday afternoon. Temperatures were expected to be in the high 40s. And St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has signed a piece of labor legislation. Missouri Net contributor Jill Enders has this.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page signed the Prevailing Wage Enforcement Ordinance. Page said the new law will ensure a stable, well-qualified workforce in the county. Now, the legislation states that any economic development project assisted by tax incentives requires that a developer must not pay less than the prevailing wage to the contractors and subcontractors on that project. The new law has been applauded by leaders of organized labor. Reporting in St. Louis County, Jill Enders.
And County Executive Sam Page is expected to make a formal announcement today, easing restrictions on youth and adult sports in St. Louis County. The state continues to offer free online IT courses to Missourians laid off or furloughed because of COVID-19. Dr. Marty Leathers, director of the Office of Workforce Development, says the on-demand schooling can be completed at each student's own pace. Those who wrap up the 8 or 12-week training will be certified in information technology, cybersecurity, or project management.
Now's the time to skill up. Now's the time to kind of increase your skill set and to grow into what might be next as the economy recovers.
And Missouri's teachers have sent a letter to the state health director to ask that they be made a priority to be vaccinated as soon as possible. Teachers fall under phase 1B tier 3. Currently, the state is vaccinating phase 1A and 1B tiers 1 and 2. Department of Health and Senior Services Dr. Randall Williams says it could be the middle of March before the next tier is eligible. Educators in the letter are saying they waited too long to be protected. More than 25 states in the U.S. are currently vaccinating teachers, but Missouri is not one of them. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.